Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dear viewers, in the previous sessions, we have been critically analyzing the various issues which arise on the text of the narrative in which the collection of the Quran attributed to the Caliph Usman has been mentioned as recorded by the Sahih of Imam Bukhari. We have already discussed 6 points of criticism on the text of the narrative, and today we'll discuss in this session the seventh point of criticism on the text of the narrative, and which incidentally also shall be the last of these points regarding the text of the narrative. And after that, we'll just go on to the isnad, or the chain of narration of the narrative, and see how it stands to the test of criticism. Now, the seventh point of criticism actually relates to a contradiction regarding the various accounts or the alternative accounts of collection in the times of the Caliph Usman رضي الله عنه. Now we know that there is a standard narrative which is recorded in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari. We also have several other versions of this collection which I'm today going to present before you. And we'll see that not only these versions contradict one another, they also contradict the standard version. And I'm not going to read out one by one all these variants or all these alternative accounts of collection. And then later on, we shall analyze both the nature of these contradictions and also see how these narratives stand vis-a-vis their isnad or their chain of narration. Now, the first of these narratives is recorded on the authority of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And this narrative is recorded in Ibn Abi Dawud's Kitab al-Masahif. And the words are, as I said, is recorded on the authority of Ali ibn Abi Talib. So he says, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu sami'tuhu yaqul, the person who narrates from him is Iraz ibn Jarwal. So it is Iraz ibn Jarwal who narrates from Ali ibn Abi Talib. He says, sami'tuhu yaqul. So, and he says that he heard Ali say, يا أيها الناس لا تغلو في عثمان ولا تقول له إلا خيرا أو قول له خيرا في المصاحف وإحراق المصاحف فوالله ما فعل الذي فعل في المصاحف إلا أن ملأ منا جميعا فقال ما تقولون في هذه القراءة فقد بلغني أن بعضهم يقول إن قراءتي خير من قراءتك وهذا يكاد أن يكون كفرا قلنا فما ترى قال نرى أن نجمع الناس على مصحف واحد فلا تكون فرقة ولا يكون اختلاف قلنا فالنعم ما رأيت قال فقيل أي الناس أفسح وأي الناس أقرأ قالوا أفسح الناس سعيد بن الأعاص وأقرأهم زيد بن الثابت فقال ليكتب أحدهما ويمل الآخر ففعل وجمع الناس على مصحف قال علي وَاللَّهِ لَوْوُلَّيْتُ لَفَعَلْتُ مِثْلَ الَّذِي فَعَلَ. So, Iraz ibn Jarwal reported that Suwayd said, by God, I will not narrate to you anything except what I heard from Ali ibn Abi Talib. I heard him say, do not commit excess against Usman, and do not say anything except what is befitting to him, or say what is befitting to him. Regarding the Masahif and their burning, by God, whatever he did with them was done in consultation with all of us. He had said, what do you say about this reading? The news has reached me that someone among them would say, my reading is better than yours. And in this way, it was as if matters would end up in disbelief. We said, what is your opinion? He said, it is our opinion that we gather people on one mushaf, and this will result in eradicating any difference and rival groups. We said, you have formed a fine opinion. It was said, who has the most command of Arabic among people, and who is the most competent reader among them? They said, Sa'id ibn al-As is the most eloquent, and the most competent reader is Zayd ibn al-Sabit. He said, let one of them write, and the other dictate. Both did so, and people became united on a mushaf. Ali said, by God, had I been the ruler of the Muslims, I would have done exactly what Uthman did. So this is the first version, or the first alternative account, and as I said, it is recorded on the authority of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Now the second is recorded also in Kitab al-Masahif of Ibn Abi Dawud, and this again has two variants. This alternative collection. Both of these are recorded by Musab ibn Sa'ad, and it has two variations. So I'll read out the first of these variant, and this is recorded, as I said, in Ibn Abi Dawud's Kitab al-Masahif, and it is recorded on the authority of Musab ibn Sa'ad. عن مصعب بن سعد قال قام عثمان فخطب الناس فقال أيها الناس أحدكم بنبيكم منذ الثلاث عشرة وأنتم تمترون في القرآن وتقولون قراءة أبي وقراءة عبد الله يقول الرجل والله ما تقيم قراءتك فأعزم على كل رجل منكم ما كان معه من كتاب الله شيء لما جاء به وكان رجل يجيء بالورقة والعديم فيه القرآن حتى جمع من ذلك كسرة ثم دخل عثمان فدعاهم رجلا رجلا فناشدهم لسمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو أملع عليك فيقول نعم فلما فرغ من ذلك عثمان قال من أكتب الناس قالوا كاتب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زيد بن ثابت قال فأي الناس أعرب قالوا سعيد بن العاص قال عثمان فليملى سعيد وليكتب زيد فكتب زيد وكتب مصاحف ففرقها في الناس فسمعت بعض الناس محمد بعض أصحاب محمد يقول قد أحسن. So as I said, this variant is recorded by Ibn Abi Dawud in his Kitab al-Masahif, and the person on whose authority it is recorded is Musab ibn Sa'd. And as I said, this is the first of the variants, or the first of the variants by Musab ibn Sa'd. So the words are, Musab ibn Sa'd reported, Usman stood up and gave a sermon to the people. He said, O people, it is now 13 years since your prophet left you, and you are still disputing about the Quran. You refer to the reading of Ubay and that of Abdullah. A person would go as far as to say, by God, your reading is not in order. I therefore bind you on oath to bring to me any part of the book of God that you have in your possession. Thus, people would come with leaf pages and leather pieces with parts of Quran on them until they accumulated a large number of them. After this was done, Usman came in and collected them and called them one by one and upon oath asked each, have you heard this part of the Quran that you have brought forth from the Messenger of God and that such that he dictated it to you? He would answer in the affirmative. When this was done, Usman said, who is the best scribe among you? They said, the scribe of the Prophet, who is Zayd ibn Sabit. Then he asked, who has the greatest command over Arabic? They said, Sa'id ibn al-As. Usman said, in that case, let Sa'id dictate and Zayd write. Hence, Zayd wrote down the text, and Usman prepared the codices and distributed them among the people. I have heard some of the companions of Muhammad say he has done a good thing. So this is the first of the variants recorded on the authority of Musab ibn Sa'd. The second one is also recorded in Ibn Abi Dawud's Kitab al-Masahif, and its words are, and Musab ibn Sa'd قال سمع عثمان قراءة أبي وعبد الله ومعاذ فخطب الناس ثم قال إنما قبض نبيكم منذ 15 سنة وقد اختلفتم في القرآن عزمت على من عنده شيء من القرآن سمعه من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما أتاني به فجعل الرجل يأتيه باللوح والكتف والعصب فيه الكتاب فمن أتاه بشيء قال أنت سمعت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم قال أيها الناس أي الناس أفصح قالوا سعيد بن العاص ثم قال أي الناس أكتب قالوا زيد بن ثابت قال فليكتب زيد وليملى سعيد قال وكتب مصاحف فقسمها في الأمصار وكتب مصاحف وقسمها في الأمصار فما رأيت أحد عاب ذلك عليه. So the second variant reads, Musab ibn Sa'd said, Usman heard the qiraat of Ubay, Abdullah and Mu'az. He then delivered a sermon to the people and said, O people, it is now 15 years since your prophet left you and you have disputed about the Quran. I therefore bind you on oath to bring to me any part of the Quran you have heard from the Prophet. Thus people would come with stone tablets and shoulder bone tablets and bark of palm trees on which the Quran was written. Usman would ask each person who would come with such pieces, have you heard the Prophet? Have you heard this from the Prophet? Then he asked Who has the greatest command over Arabic? They replied, Sayyid ibn al-As. He then said, Who is the best scribe among you? They replied, Zayd ibn Sabit. Usman said, In that case, let Zayd write and Sayyid dictate. And Usman had the Masahif written and then distributed in the territories. I have not seen anyone criticize this matter, this measure undertaken by Usman. So this is the second variant recorded on the authority of Musab ibn Sa'd. Next we come to the third person who has recorded an alternative account of a collection, and he is Kathir ibn Afla. And again, this account has also been recorded in Ibn Abu Dawud's Kitab al-Masahif. So the words are, An Kathir ibn Afla qal, Lamma arada Usman an yaktub al-Masahif, jama' lahu isnai ashara rajulun min Quraysh wal-Ansar, fihim Ubay ibn Qa'ab, wa Zayd ibn Sabit. Qal, fab'asu ila al-Rab'a, allati fi bayti Umar, fajia biha qal, wa kana Usman yata'ahduhum. فكانوا إذا تدارؤوا في شيء أخروه قال محمد فقلت لكثير وكان فيهم في من يكتب هل تدرون لما كانوا يؤخرونه قال لا قال محمد فظننت ظنا إنما كانوا يؤخرونه لينظروا أحدثهم أحدا بالأرض الآخرة فيكتبونها على قوله. So this is recorded, as I said, in the Kitab al-Masahif of Ibn Abi Dawud, and it is recorded on the authority of Kathir ibn Afla. The words are, Muhammad ibn Sirin reports from Kathir ibn Afla, who said, When Uthman resolved to write the Masahif, he gathered 12 men from the Quraysh and Ansar. Ubay ibn Ka'b and Zayd ibn Sabit were among them. They sent for the bundle of Masahif, which was in the house of Umar. It was brought over, and Usman was overseeing their whole project. Then, if they would differ among themselves about anything, they would defer it. Muhammad ibn Sirin said, I asked Kathir ibn Afla, and he was among those who wrote out the Quran. Do you know why would they defer it? He said, No. Muhammad ibn Sirin said, I think it was because they wanted to find someone who would be closest in time to the Al-Ardha Al-Akhira, and they would then write according to what he told them. Now, we go on to the fourth person who has reported an alternative account, and he is Muhammad ibn Sirin. And this is recorded in the Akhbar al-Madina of Umar ibn Shabba. The words are, Al-Muhammad qal, Kana rajul yaqrao fa yaqulu lahu sahibuhu, Kafarta bima taqul, Farufiya zalika al-Ibn Affan, Fata'azama fi nafsi. فجمع 12 رجلا من قريش والأنصار منهم أبي بن كعب وزيد بن ثابت وأرسل إلى الرقعة التي كانت في بيت عمر رضي الله عنه فيها القرآن قال وكان يتعاهدهم قال فحدثني كثير بن أفلا أنه كان في من يكتب لهم فكانوا كلما اختلفوا في شيء أخروه قلت لما أخروه قال لا أدري قال محمد فظننت أن فيه ظنا ولا تعجلوه أنتم يقينا ظننت أنهم كانوا إذا اختلفوا في شيء أخروه حتى ينظروا آخرهم أحدا بالأرض الأخيرة فكتبوا على قوله. So Muhammad ibn Sirin said, A person would read the Quran, and upon hearing it, his companion would say, You have committed disbelief in what you have recited. The matter was reported to Usman. He considered this to be a grave matter, so he gathered 12 men from the Quraysh and Ansar. Ubay ibn Ka'b and Zayd were among them. He sent for the bundle of Masahif kept in the house of Umar. Usman was overseeing the whole project. Muhammad ibn Sirin said, Kathir ibn Afla reported to me that he was among those who wrote out for them, and when they would differ from one another, they would defer it. I asked him, why would they defer it? He replied, I do not know. Muhammad ibn Sirin said, I think, and you should not be hasty enough to consider this to be a certainty, that it was because when they differed in something, they would defer it until they found someone who would be closest in time to the Al-Ardha Al-Akhira, and they would then write according to what he told them. So this is what Muhammad ibn Sirin's account has just says, as I just recited before you. Next we come to the account of Abu Qilaba, And this account is also recorded in Ibn Abi Dawud's Kitab al-Masahif. And the words are, and Abi Qilabah qal, لما كان في خلافة عثمان جعل المعلم يعلم قراءة الرجل والمعلم يعلم قراءة الرجل فجعل الغلمان يتلقون فيختلفون حتى ارتفع ذلك إلى المعلمين قال أيوب لا أعلمه إلا قال حتى كفر بعضهم بقراءة بعض فبلغ ذلك عثمان فقام خطيبا فقال أنتم عندي تختلفون وتلحنون فمن عني من الأمصار أشد اختلافا وأشد لحنا فاجتمعوا يا أصحاب محمد فاكتبوا للناس إماما. So this report, as I said, is also recorded in Ibn Abi Dawud's Kitab al-Masaif, and the words are, it's recorded on the authority of Abu Qilabah. So Ayyub reports that Abu Qilabah said, during the caliphate of Uthman, a teacher would teach the Quranic reading of a person and another teacher would teach the Quranic reading of another person. Thus, it used to happen that the students would learn these readings and disagree. The matter reached a point when they would take the dispute to the teachers. Ayyub said that he is quite sure that he, that is Abu Qilabah, said, matters reached the extent that one teacher rejected the reading of the other. This situation came to the notice of Uthman, who delivered a sermon saying, you are here by me, yet you disagree on the reading and pronunciation of the Quran. Therefore, those who are far away from me in the provinces must be in a greater dispute, making greater errors. O companions of Muhammad, come together and write a complete version of the Quran for the Muslims. Now, next we come to the sixth person who has reported an alternative account of collection, and his name is Malik ibn Abi Amir. And although he has been reported as Malik ibn Anas in the narrative that I'm just going to read out, but this seems to be a sort of tashif, or error in writing, because it is evident from a narrative in Ibn Abi Dawud's Kitab al-Masahif that this person is actually Malik ibn Abi Amir, who is the grandfather of Imam Malik. So I'll read this narrative with this correction, if you can keep it in mind. So the words are, حدثني مالك بن أبي عامر قال أبو بكر هذا مالك بن أنس قال كنت فيما أملي عليهم فربما اختلفوا في كتاب المصاحف الآية فيذكرون الرجل قد تلقاها من رسول الله ولعله أن يكون غائبا أو في بعض البوادي فيكتبون ما قبلها وما بعدها ويدعون موضعها حتى يجيء أو يرسل إليه فلما فرغ من المصحف كتب إلى الأهل الأمصار أني قد صنعت كذا محوت ما عندي فامحوا ما عندكم. Abu Qilabah added that Malik ibn Abi Amir said, I was among those to whom the Quran was dictated. Sometimes they would disagree on a verse. Then they would remember a person who had received it from the Messenger of God. They would arrive from God, and who would happen to be absent or to be in the outskirts. In such a situation, they would write the verses that come before and after it, and would leave a place for it until that person had returned or was summoned. When the text was completed in this way, Uthman wrote to the people in the provinces, I have done such and such a thing in copying the text, and I have destroyed the other material that I have, and you should destroy the material that you have. So this is, again, as I said, Malik ibn Abi Amir, and this narrative is recorded in Ibn Abi Dawud's Kitab al-Masahif. Next we come to a person whose name is Anas ibn Malik al-Kushairi. And Anas ibn Malik al-Kushairi, although this narrative mentions the word Anas ibn Malik, however, it is clear that that it is actually Anas ibn Malik al-Kushairi. And this narrative is recorded in Tahawi's Mushkil al-Athar. So the words are, قال حدثني رجل من بني عامر يقال له أنس بن مالك فقال اختلفوا في القرآن على أحد أثمان حتى اقتتل غلمان والمعلمون فبلغ أثمان فقال إني تكذبون وتختلفون فيه فمن نعى عني كان أشد تكذيبا وأكثر لحنا وقال لأصحاب محمد اجتمعوا فاكتبوا للناس قال فكتبوا قال فحدثني أنهم إذا تدارؤوا في آية قالوا هذه أقرأها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلانا فيرسل إليه وهو على رأس سلاسم من المدينة فيقال كيف أقرأك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كذا وكذا فيقول كذا وكذا فيكتبونها وقد تركوا لها مكانا. Anas ibn Malik al-Qushayri, it is Abu Kalaba said that a person from the Banu Amir called Anas ibn Malik, who is actually, as I said, Anas ibn Malik al-Qushayri, narrated to him, people differed in the Quran in the times of Uthman, and matters reached the extent that students and teachers started fighting one another. This news reached Uthman. He said, you are denying it and differing it, here by me. Those who are far away from me must be in a greater denying, making greater errors. He said to the companions of Muhammad, come together and write the Quran for the people. Abu Kilaba said, it has been narrated to me that if they would have any dispute about a verse, they would say, this verse has been read out by the Messenger of God to such and such a person. So they would send for him, and he would be 3 miles from Medina. It would be said to him, how did the Messenger of God read out this and this verse to you? He would reply, in such and such a manner. They would then write it down, and they would have left a space for it. So they would write it down in that space which had been left for it. Now the 8th person in this regard who has recorded an alternative account of collection is Yahya ibn Abdir Rahman ibn Hatib, and this narrative again is recorded in Ibn Abi Dawud's Kitab al-Masahif. So, and Yahya ibn Abdir Rahman ibn Hatib قال أراد عمر بن الخطاب أن يجمع القرآن فقال في الناس فقال من كان تلقى من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا من القرآن فليأتنا به وكانوا كتبوا ذلك في الصحف والألواح والعصب وكان لا يقبل من أحد شيئا حتى يشهد شهيدان فقتل وهو يجمع ذلك إليه فقام عثمان بن عفان فقال من كان عنده من كتاب الله شيء فليأتنا به وكان لا يقبل من ذلك شيئا حتى يشهد عليه شهيدان فجاء خزيمة بن ثابت فقال إني قد رأيتكم تركتم آيتين لم تكتبوها قالوا وما هما تلقيت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم إلى آخر السورة قال عثمان فأنا أشهد أنهما من عند الله فأين ترى أن نجعلهما قال اختم بها آخر ما نزل من القرآن فختمت بها براءة قال اختم بها آخر ما نزل من القرآن فختمت بها براءة. So Yahya ibn Abdir Rahman ibn Hatib said, Umar made up his mind to collect the Quran. So he stood up among the people and said, any person who has any portion of the Quran received from the Messenger of God should bring it over to us. They had written this on pages and tablets and bark of palm trees and would not accept anything from a person unless 2 people testified to it. Umar was then assassinated while he was collecting the Quran. And then Uthman stood up among the people and said, any person who has any portion of the Quran should bring it over to us. And he would not accept anything from a person unless 2 people testified to it. So Khuzaymah ibn Thabit came over and said, I think that you have missed writing down 2 verses. And they asked, what are they? He said that I got the following from the Messenger of God, and then he recited those last 2 verses of Surah Tawbah, which we have been reciting in the previous sessions, till the end of the Surah. So it meant the last two verses. Uthman said, I bear witness that they are from God, and where do you advise us to place them? He said, place them at the end of the last revelation of the Quran. So it was placed at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah. So till now we have seen the various accounts of alternative collection, and we have seen eight different people recording various accounts. And I shall close this session here, because I would like to read out the remaining accounts in the next session. And after we have gone through the remaining accounts, then inshallah we'll see how these various accounts contradict one another, and also the standard version. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.